Hey ladies, this is Hannah with Single Roses That Are Waiting. I just want to talk to you all today. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to my past episode with my mom. It was so good. It really was encouraging for myself as well. And I also want to thank you all for watching past YouTube videos that I have on my YouTube channel. It's Single Roses That Wait on YouTube. So definitely subscribe. If you're following this ministry on Spotify or Anchor, or I know Anchor Spotify now, but you know what I'm trying to say, y'all. But definitely go check it out on YouTube, my YouTube channel, Single Roses That Wait, and follow and subscribe. Please take time to share my YouTube channel with other women of God, even if it's just one friend. You never know what she's going through. You never know how she needs encouragement. And if you're not, if you have not joined my Warrior Bride Dream Again Facebook group, it's private, but I definitely just will click, you know, to accept you in. So definitely come join us. We pray, we have prayer days, and we'll have more topics soon. But definitely come join us on Warrior Bride Dream Again on Facebook. Okay, y'all. So this next episode, I wanted to talk. So many of you know who've been following my ministry that I sometimes take breaks. Sometimes I will announce when I take a break, and sometimes I won't. But I just do that because I need that time of refreshing. And I just felt like I didn't know what God wanted to do with this podcast. But now, as I am speaking, and as I took that time to just have a refreshing, I feel really, really, really like God wants me to just pour out to y'all. So you may see back-to-back episodes today, and maybe even tomorrow and this week. So definitely let it encourage you. And then after that, I'm going to do it once a week for sure. So thank you so much for your patience, everybody. I know sometimes I do long breaks, but I do that because I just don't want to just say anything. Every time I speak, I want it to be from the Lord. I just don't want to just say, okay, I'm going to go on here just so I can just talk. No, this is all about God. So I want God to use me as he sees fit day and night and however he wants to do this ministry. So definitely keep praying for my ministry, and I appreciate every single prayer. So like I said, if you have not joined Warrior Bride Dream Again on Facebook, definitely join the group, ladies. It's for single women and those who are married. And if you have not joined or followed me on Instagram, it's Single Roses That Wait. And you can also follow me on my YouTube channel and to watch my YouTube my YouTube videos. I have a lot of videos I've done with past friends, so it's so encouraging. So definitely go to my YouTube channel, Single Roses That Wait, and subscribe. All right, so today I want to just talk about this topic. Why are you so unhappy being single? So I know many of us have been single for a while. Many of you might not even know my testimony, and you can go to my YouTube channel to definitely see some of my past testimony videos. But I'll just keep it short. I've been single for 10 years. I know many people always say, do this or that. And of course, we're supposed to listen to wisdom and godly wisdom and advice. But I'm going to be honest. I've been really in secret in prayer, and I know God, for me personally, I know God's been telling me just to keep seeking him and to come against any type of spiritual warfare, you know, because we're going to deal with spiritual warfare in this life. So, you know, I understand about all of that, but I do want to encourage women of God who's still walking this single season out, like myself, to know that many of us do desire a Christian godly husband and a godly husband, and God knows this. So, you know, I just want to encourage you all and let you know that sometimes we're going to feel those moments of unhappiness, but don't stay there. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay in that place like, I'm just going to stay unhappy because God, you see me, like having some type of tantrum. We don't want to have a spiritual tantrum with God. We have to know, ladies, that God sees everything that we're going through. A lot of times when we're so focused on when it's going to happen, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, ladies, it's not going to happen. Because I feel like sometimes when we stare at that thing or stare at that promise, if we're going to do that, let's do it in faith. Let's not do it like in complaining or do it like, why is God taking so long? When we have a situation going on, especially those like myself who want a godly husband, who want to see that miracle come to pass, we have to be strong in the Lord. We have to use his word, use his spiritual weapons the Lord has given us to come against the lies of that we have to be unhappy forever, or that we have to stay in a certain place, or we have to do a certain particular thing to get this husband. Yes, God gives wisdom. Yes, I'm also going to be talking about preparing ourselves for that spouse, which we need to do. But I don't think we should be, I'm going to be just sad because I don't have anybody, and just constantly stay in that mindset. I really don't believe that's healthy, and I really don't believe that's how God wants us to live as singles. That was a lot, huh? But seriously, ladies, I wanted to encourage you all that out there, because many of you, excuse me for coughing, but many of you, like myself, have been single for a while, and I know that God is moving behind the scenes. So don't stay down. Don't stay like, oh, it's going to stay like this. And I want to give a few scriptures, because I want to encourage someone out there who is listening, because I see I have a lot of listeners. So I know some of you are quiet. It's okay. But definitely reach out, and just, you know, you can always reach out or comment on my Instagram page. You can always comment under my YouTube videos. Let's talk. Come into my Warrior Bride Dream Again group. Warrior Bride Dream Again group. To come conversate. Let's not be too quiet. Let's conversate and connect. But I just want to encourage you all and let you know that God sees you all and He's in complete control. I know sometimes we're like, God, I don't see you moving, but He is moving, ladies. And I want to share a few scriptures. Give me one moment. I wanted to share a few scriptures that the Lord put on my heart. Let me find them. Okay, here we go. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Philippians 4:4 NLT. Then there is John chapter 16, verse 24. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. Then we have Proverbs 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Let's say that again. Proverbs, that got to my heart today, chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. And then there is Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. That was Psalm 16, 11. I just wanted to encourage you all and just let you know, especially where it says Philippians 4:4, always be full of joy in the Lord. Even in this single season, I strongly believe, ladies, you can have that joy. I really believe you can go and wake up and have that joy. But our first objective, the first thing you need to remember daily is that, why am I living? Always ask yourself that as a Christian woman, and constantly focus on, hey, this life is not about me, it's about Christ. And I believe that will give you more joy. If you start remembering and reflecting on what Christ has done for you individually. He's died on the cross for your sins. He shed blood for you. He shed blood for us so we can have salvation. God has sent His only Son for us. If we really start reflecting on those things, really reflecting on the truth of the gospel, I believe, ladies, it will carry you through this season. Another thing I want to discuss, many of us are unhappy because we're comparing. I've said this in one of my past podcast episodes, but stop comparing. Stop thinking that I have to have it this way. I want my love story like this. And there's nothing wrong with having God meet your desires. But when you get to a place where it becomes fleshy, or your desires get to a place where they become manipulated and you're trying to manipulate God, God cannot be manipulated. We have to understand God is patient. God is kind. God is not in a rush. We are in a rush and we have to slow down. Many of you, like I said, I've been single for 10 years. God is going to turn this thing around for me. He's already worked things out behind the scenes. And the reason why I'm talking about my testimony again is because many of you may be seeing, have been single for a while. Come against the spirit of delay. Come against anything that could be making you feel unhappy or trying to make you fall into any type of depression. Sit into the presence of God, ladies, day and night. Make that time. I know a lot of you work a lot. You know, I understand. We all work a lot. We all have different things we have to do. But remember, make time for the Lord. When you make time for the Lord, He will heal your aches. He will heal your pains. Even things, I even think in my own life, there's sometimes I don't even know how to describe how I feel to God. I have so many high moments, so many high days, great blessings. But then there's times where I'm like, God, I'm so good. But at the same time, I would like a godly husband. Where is He? But now I don't question that anymore. I just stand on what God promised me with His word. And I pray for my husband. Take this time to pray for him. You don't know what he could be going through, ladies. Don't listen to the lies an enemy. Don't listen to him saying it's taking too long. Focus your energy. That's a distraction. Enemy wants you to focus on how long it's taking. Focus on coming against spiritual warfare. Focus on loving yourself more in Christ. Focus on what God is doing, and you're going to see this thing break. This any type of delays dealing with your singleness. I do believe there is a time of singleness, but then I do also believe there's a time where God wants to see, okay, it's time to transition from singleness to a marriage. And I believe God wants many of us to have that blessing and gift. But also we have to remember, remember, as we're in this single season, walking this single season out, we do not have to be depressed. That's a lie from the enemy. We do not have to just say, well, I'm just going to settle for anybody because, you know, there's this guy that is giving me this attention. No, we have to understand, ladies, that just because a guy could be giving you attention or you want some type of attention from a certain guy, that could not be the one. You need the attention of the Lord. And when you stay in the presence of the Lord, ladies, and ask God questions about anybody that could be pursuing you or anybody you think could be the one, quote unquote, the Lord will reveal. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I see many people who didn't really wait on the Lord. And you know, in the past, like, you know, you might see, not celebrities, but you might just hear anything and you're like, God, you know, I thought that was going to work for them. But we don't know what they went through in their marriage. We don't know. All we can do is pray for people. But in your future marriage, you can set the tone now in your singleness. You can say, you know what? I'm not going to be unhappy. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to stand being joyful. I'm going to find different things to do to start preparing myself. A lot of times the enemy wants you to focus on what has not happening. But if you keep doing that, that's wasting time. Another thing God has been teaching me about dealing with unhappiness. Don't focus on what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is or what everyone else has. Focus on what God has given you, ladies, what God has ordained for you. Get a journal, get some paper, get a notebook, write down what God promised you. There are, times in my past where God has showed me things, revealed things to me in secret. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stand on what he showed me. I'm going to stand on that scripture he showed me. I'm going to stand on that passage he showed me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people say. And remember, ladies, even people closest to you, they may have the best intentions. And I'm not saying kick them to the curb, but people may have the best intentions, but they do not know what God has promised you. They're not you. So they may encourage you and accept that godly encouragement. But don't sit there and say, I need their encouragement so this thing can move. Yes, we can come in agreement and we see a breakthrough happen when two or more come in agreement. But don't rely on people so much that you're like, if this doesn't work out, that means I need somebody to pray with me. And if they pray with me and it doesn't work out, that means I'm doing something wrong, Lord. Have that mentality of God. I'm seeking you. I want more of you in this single season. I don't want to just live. I just don't want to just barely make it. God, call out to God, ladies. I know many of you I see in the views are listening to my podcast. And I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. But I'm so feel like this episode is from the Lord, encouraging you in your spirit to get the joy of the Lord. You may have to stir it up in the single season because some of us have been in the single season for a long time. But you got to stir it up until you see that break. And even when, your blessing does come and your husband does arrive, you're still going to go through some things. You're still not going to have this perfect life, but you can have a God-filled life. You can have a life where you're focused on serving the Lord in your singleness and your marriage, and it's both going to be healthy. But in this single season, if you think having a husband is going to make you just closer to God, yes, you and your husband can grow in God together, but you need to know in your single season that, hey, I have God, I have my everything, and everything else is just a next blessing. Everything else is just an extra blessing. When I have God, I have everything. So if you're feeling and dealing with unhappiness, don't be sad. Don't continue to let that sadness stay within you. Break that thing. Tell that evil spirit, you're not going to dwell in me and with me in this single season. I command you to leave. I do not have a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. I'm not depressed. I'm full of joy. Like Philippians 4:4 says, you have a sound mind. You have joy. You have peace. You have the Lord. And if we have the Lord, we have every single thing. Unhappiness, trials, tests are going to come. But when you know that wherever you go, ladies, even in your single season, that the Lord is walking with you. When people see you, they say, oh, she still have no husband. They do not have the final say. God has the final say. Don't listen to people. And also sometimes people talk in secret. Just bless them and keep it moving, because you got to stand on the promises of God, and you must not give up. You must not relent. You must not go backwards, because back there, your past, there's nothing there for you but memories. Move forward in your single season and you're going to see the promise. Where stand on the word of God, you're going to see that promise. Walk in faith and believe, you're going to see that promise, and start preparing your mind, your soul, your body. The enemy wants to distract you, and don't let him distract you with unhappiness. Let's pray. Father, I pray for every woman of God that feels unhappy. I pray that you would just let them stand on your word. Teach them to stand on your truth. Father, I pray for them now and ask that according to Philippians 4:4, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. I declare over my sisters that they will rejoice. I declare over my sisters that they will rejoice. I will rejoice. We will rejoice because this is not the end. This is just the beginning. Many of your daughters who listen to this podcast, who listen to my YouTube channel, who watch my pages, Father, who read my information, Lord, they want a godly spouse. Many of them do. So God, I declare every spirit of delay, everything that's trying to cause them to be sad and depressed, break in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We stand that the joy of the Lord will break the back of fear in all of our lives. The joy of the Lord starting right now is breaking the back of anxiety in all of our lives. And the joy of the Lord is our truth. The joy and the wisdom of the Lord is how we stand and walk and move. We stand in the joy of the Lord. We stand in the presence of Almighty God. And as we go through this single season, I ask, Lord, as I pray in agreement with every single one of your daughters, that they will not be moved, they will not be depressed, they will not be sad, they will stand on the promises of God. And I just ask God that you would touch them wherever they are, whenever they listen to this, that you would touch them with your holy fire. And I ask God in the name of Jesus that I will hear of kingdom godly marriages. I know mine is coming soon, and I declare for many it's coming soon as well. May they prepare, may they prepare, may they prepare, says the Lord, and may they not complain. May they walk, enjoy their single season, enjoy the lessons they're learning in this single season, and may they not care what people think of them. May they care what Almighty God thinks as they walk this single season out with holy fire, knowing that they've been redeemed, knowing that they've been secure, knowing that they can go to Daddy God and they are His princess. Oh God, I pray for those who are going through other trials that are hard and difficult, that you would make a way out of no way. Oh God, I've seen in my own life you made a way out of no way, so make a way out of no way for them. Remove that burdens of unhappiness. Thank you, Lord. And may they understand that this single season is not a time to be unhappy, but let their perspective change. Let them hunger after your word, and may they hunger after your truth. May they repent, God. Oh, forgive us, Lord, for every sin we've all committed, known and unknown, so this prayer can go forth. And may they continue to repent in this hour. May they repent every day, not as a repentance attitude of like, oh, poor me, no, but a repentance saying, I want more of the Father. I want to have a clean heart. Oh God, help them and help their future spouses as well. For you are a God that will answer by fire. And I thank you for every single praise report that I'm going to hear and many will hear about around the world. For you are a God that keeps your promises when we stand by your side, Father. Oh God, give them peace. Oh God, give them a new level of joy. And let them rejoice by faith. Let us all rejoice by faith because you are good and you are the God of joy. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless each of you. May the Lord bless you and continue to keep each of you. And even when you feel alone, and even when you feel sad, remember the Lord is on your side. Call out to the name of Jesus Christ and stand on His word. Don't listen to anybody that might be trying to pull you down. Listen to the voice of Almighty God. God bless you and don't settle. Bye-bye.